Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, Board of Equalizations at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3.
Yep, wait for you to turn it on. I'd like to call the meeting in order, the Dakota County Board of Equalization in order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'd make a motion that Brian Van Berkom be the chair of the Board of Equalization.
I'd second.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Do we need to do the
Yeah, for the vice chair.
Vice chair.
I'd make a motion that Jeff Reed be vice chair for the Board of Equalization.
I'll second.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
All right, roll call.
Brian?
Here.
Rick?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
I miss Jeff. Jeff?
Yes.
Sorry, it's going to take me a minute to get off.
All right, current copy of the open meeting acts is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review for all citizens' attendance. Well, we're done with number one, reorganization A and B. So, well, let's go to two, consent agenda. Approval of previous minutes, January 6, 2025.
I make a motion to approve consent agenda items.
And second.
All right. Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Approval of time of regular Board of Equalization meeting for 2:45 p.m.
So moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You part of the consent agenda?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's A and B, yeah. So you have to do
them separate.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so Rick, you made that motion?
Yes, no, I did.
Yes, okay. Who seconded?
Anyone? I will.
Rick, Marty? Okay. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
All right, new business, a hearing for Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership, Inc., an application for exemption of motor vehicle tax by qualifying nonprofit organization for a 2016 garage Dodge Grand Caravan with a VIN last 48050 and a 2016 Grand Dodge Grand Caravan with the last VIN 2859. These vehicles would be staffed 10 meetings into my program sites and basically the same stuff as...
Yeah, and these are just renewals as well for this year.
So we'll board consider the recommendation of the county treasurer and the other information is obtained and shall approve or deny the exemption on the bias law and the rules and regulations adopted to prohibited by the tax commissioner 7202. So I'd say yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Community Action Partnership exemption.
I'll second.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes. Anything?
No.
Nothing at all. That sucks. Mm. All right. Nothing from Christie. So, any mail or emergency business?
Nope.
Public comment? Like to make a motion to adjourn. Yep, thank you.
Okay, so let's see. Jeff, you motioned, and Brian, second.
Rogelio.
Rogelio, okay.
Now we have 9 minutes. We'll go ahead and start our county commissioners meeting. First item is reorganization.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Marty Holstein for the chair.
I'll second that.
All right.
Any other nominations?
So roll call, Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Abelio?
Yep.
All right. Nominations for vice chair? Rick, would you be interested in the vice chair?
Sure.
All right. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
All right. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll, I guess.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
All right. Public comment. Does anybody have anything they'd like to comment on that is not on today's agenda? If there is, now would be the time to do that. All right. We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from January 6, 2025. Board to approve payroll claims from January 5th to January 18th. Approval of payroll accounts payable. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of official reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. Approval of quarterly jail reports. We don't have to make any changes because the signers will remain the same. H, approval to designate the following banks as depositories for Dakota County, with the maximum deposit being governed by securities pledged by each institution. First Community Bank of Homer, F&M Bank, South Sioux City, First Nebraska Bank, Valley, Nebraska, Bank First, South Sioux City, Siouxland Bank, South Sioux City, Nebraska Public Agency Investment Trust, and at Union Bank and Trust, Lincoln. Approval of the date and time of regular commissioner meetings is biweekly starting from today at 3 p.m., with meetings to be held Monday or Tuesday if Monday is a holiday. The chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstances. Also, on November 24th, December 22nd of 2025, the meetings will be at 9:30 a.m. in order to give the people in the clerk's office time to get everything processed in those short weeks. Approval and establishment of the following dates for county holidays 2024. January 1, 25,
sorry.
Or 25, yep. January 1, New Year's Day. January 20, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. February 17th, President's Day. May 26th, Memorial Day. July 25th, Independence Day.
July 4th.
Yep, that too. July 4th. September 1st, 2025, Labor Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 27th, Thanksgiving Day. November 28th, the day after Thanksgiving. December 24th, half-day Christmas Eve.
I'd like to talk about that one, Marty.
Okay. And then just and then also Christmas Day on the 25th. Okay. All right. You bet. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that on December 24th, going a whole day off instead of having people come in for a half day, you're just going to get warmed up, basically, is all you're going to do. And why don't we let them have a whole day off on December 24th?
We can't get payroll done.
What's that?
You know, how much work are you going to get done in a half day? Sure, you can open the door. You'll get a few people come in. I don't know. Is it a big day?
Depending on the weather, depending on the day it's on.
Yeah, but you're still going to be able. People are going to be able to pay their taxes and do that kind of stuff after Christmas. So, I'm just saying, you know, half day or a whole day.
It affects our budget. The more holiday hours that you give, especially when it comes to the jail, and this is just my two cents.
It affects for the people that are not
the budget.
Yeah, the union contracts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So they get paid for just a half a day.
But you're talking about for the jail and stuff that where they have to work on the holidays, they get, if it's a whole day off, they'd get time to have double time, whatever, for the whole day. Mm-hmm. So just the half a day.
Yeah.
And the deputies also.
Plus this year it falls that our office would have a little bit of trouble getting payroll processed into the bank in time.
And that's why we have the meeting on Monday morning, so they can have more time to get everything processed into the bank. good arguments on both sides, for sure.
Great idea.
I like the idea. is that a decision we have to make today?
Yeah,
probably should. Probably should. What do you think, Brian?
Well, most people don't get half. I mean, that's just considered a work day. So,
yeah, that's...
I mean, as a benefit, I mean, I understand full day, too. I'm kind of in the middle on that one, because I really
I kind of am, too. Most businesses are, you know, do half days on Christmas.
I know in past, if the December 24th falls on a Friday or a Monday, then it's a full day off, not just a half a day on the 24th. It's a Friday or a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But typically through the week, it's
mm-hmm. A half day. I think I'd be in favor of leaving it a half day. I don't know what everybody else thinks, whatever you guys think. Majority rules, great democracy.
I'm good with half a day this year, too, but I think it is something that we could look at
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Is there a way to give like an the option, you know, if you want to work, you get the half, you can come in, get your hour, 2 hour that you need to get done, you get paid for the half day with the understanding that you're going to get paid a half day, not a full holiday, if you don't work that day.
So you'd have to take like PTO time for the right. other half,
right? So yeah. It's not having to go to
the holiday. Is that how it's set up anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do have the option to
to work
to use PTO.
Okay.
Well, I'd just take it off the board then. We'll just stay with half a day.
Okay.
But I think, you know,
really, yeah.
You know, it's
definitely valid.
Productivity mm-hmm. and everything goes along with it, and you're getting fired up for Christmas the next day. And
especially when you have the holidays in the middle of the week like that are tough for people to travel and stuff like that.
Well, so and you know, we're not gangbusters on our payroll either when it comes to paying people, so
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll be kind of a little bit of a Christmas mm-hmm. bonus, we'll call it, or whatever. We'll stay with half day.
All right.
Thanks for trying, Rick.
Appreciate it.
You're not going to be working anyway.
Oh, if we get fired,
something. Approve of posting the board's agenda on the county website, www.dakotacounty.org. Approval of designation of county government day as Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. Approval of Dakota County's burial policy revised January 30th of 2017. For you new gentlemen, if there's somebody that's indigent and cannot find somebody to help for their costs, there is a deal that the county has for $1,800. The local funeral homes will put a funeral together for people, and it does happen more often than you would think. Approval of the following appointments: Nick Neiman, Veteran Service Officer; Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, License S-1698, Class A, Calendar Year 2025; Deanna Hagberg, Emergency Management Director; Teresa Grove, Health Department Director; Joe O'Neill, Planning and Zoning Director; and Dr. Winty, Health Board Doctor Advisor.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through N.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business. Board chair to make appointments for membership, employee, public to serve on the following boards and working committees: Area Agency for Aging Advisory Board. Shauna Messerly is going to do that for us. Area Agency on Aging Governing Board, Rogelio. The County Health Board, Rogelio. Looks like you're going to get all of them today.
Good job, Rogelio.
Dakota County Public Service, or Public Safety Service Agency Governing Board, Jeff Reed. Goldenrod Regional Housing Agency is Joe O'Neill. North Star would be Jeff Reed. Planning and Zoning would be Rick Bosquet.
Nebraska Community Action Partnerships. Northeast Nebraska.
Well, that's not on this other list.
I might have meant to take.
So I don't think.
I don't remember that. I'm a board member on that.
Oh, and last year you said that we didn't need to have it on here because you are
that person.
So I forgot to take it off of my agenda.
Okay. So then we'll go to planning and zoning, and that'll be, like I said, Rick Bosquet.
You know, I'd like to back up a little bit.
Okay.
I'd like to be on that county health board.
Yeah.
Wasn't asked if I wanted to be or not.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be on the county health board. I was on the county health board before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it makes a big difference for Rogelio.
It's Rogelio. And I had talked to him about it, and that was a board that he was interested in. Mm-hmm. When he contacted me and talked to me about different things that he would be interested in, that was one of them that he was interested mm-hmm. in. And since he had contacted me and said he was interested in that, I, assuming if I would be the chair, that's how I made that decision.
I see. Well, I'd still like to be on that board.
All right. RC&D, Ryan's currently on that. He's going to stay there. Region 4 Behavioral Health Services Board. I'm currently on that. I'm going to stay on that. Simcoe Board of Directors and Simcoe Transportation. I have Rick on that.
Don't want her.
I'll do it.
Thanks, Brian. Yep.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep, no problem.
All right. Working committees. Americans with Disabilities. Kim Watson, our county attorney, covers that for us.
Thanks, Kim.
Civil Defense. Brian Van Berkum. Dakota County Rural Economic Development.
That's one I'm interested in, Marty.
All right. Rogelio, I had you in there. Are you all right with giving that to Rick?
Perfectly fine. That makes more sense to me.
Perfect.
If you need help with that, too, I'll do.
All right.
Because I'm interested in that stuff, too.
Emergency closings. I'm currently on that. I'm going to have Jeff Reed with me, living at the other end of the county. Sometimes a couple different perspectives are good.
And Sheriff Kleinberg.
And Sheriff Kleinberg, yeah. He's obviously always on it. Finance and budget. I have myself and Rick on that. Are you all right with that, Rick?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Growing Community Connections. We have Brian Van Berkum continuing to serve.
Yep. I'm on the board there anyway, so.
Yeah, perfect.
And I'm on the planning committee, so.
Yeah.
We're involved.
Mm-hmm. Highway 35 Committee. Again, that's a committee that I don't know that it's ever met. But.
Let's take that
one. Yeah, yeah. So Jeff, you're on it, but I wouldn't stand by the phone.
Just stand on 35 and just wait for someone to come by.
Okay. The Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. You're gonna replace Scott Love on that, Rogelio?
Perfect. I was about to say. Yep. That makes sense for me.
Yep. The LEC. Rick, are you interested in that one?
Sure.
All right. So Rick's going to go on the LEC, and Randy Grickin is our at-large person, and he's going to continue to serve. Scott did say that if he didn't want to, that he would take that spot, but we'll go ahead. Randy's willing to do it.
Is there usually two on there?
But there's our at-large and commissioner.
I thought both Bob and Scott went.
No, you're right.
Did they switch them?
Yeah, you're right.
There's two commissioners.
There's two at-large. Yep, there's a hashtag in front of that. Mm-hmm. Who else would like to be on that? Anybody else at the LEC?
I cannot. I don't think I should be.
Could be a good learner for Jeff.
Yeah, that's true. It meets four times a year.
Okay.
And it would be, it's a lot of stuff that we'll deal with.
I think it's conflict of interest for me.
What?
Legislative Committee. I have you in there, Rogelio. I think it'd be a really good fit for you. Usually meets here in town. Merit Commission. Jeff Reed. Personnel Policies. Myself and Rogelio. Press Committee. Myself and Cherie. Conley. Property space utilization here with county properties. Rick and Brian. Road committee. Brian's going to continue to serve, and I'm going to have Jeff Reed on that.
I like that position. I've already been working with the road department, and they've got some struggles out there that I think I can correct. And I've been on that in the past, and I don't know if anybody wants to weigh in on that. They sure can at this time. Jolene, do you have anything to say?
Rick has been in contact the last couple months trying to see what the issues were out there. I mean, he's been involved, and we have a meeting set up tomorrow so he can understand M Avenue. So, I mean, he's shown a lot of interest. I don't know if that matters, but...
Yeah, Brian has expressed interest on continuing to be on the road committee, which he has been, and in conversation that I'd had with Jeff previously since the time he was elected, he had mentioned that he had wanted to be on that.
And I've got more coverage in the county than either of these two guys do, and I travel the roads. I know a lot of the issues. I've been on there. I've built some of the bridges. I've got funding for some of the bridges when Cramper Lake was coming in there. I've got the knowledge to do the job, and I think we need that at this time.
What do you mean you have more coverage than the guys? What does that mean?
I get over the roads, all of them. I know the issues. I know a lot of the people out there that are having the struggles, and they contact me. I've been contacted since I've been a past commissioner and in contact with Jolene, getting road issues taken care of, and I haven't even been on the board. I think I need to be on that to bring some consistency to that road department and get things taken care of out there.
Well, at this time, I'm going to continue to go with the people that I have already said I'm going to do. Safety, Brian Van Berkum and Jeff Reed. Storm Water Advisory Board, Rick Bosquet. Veterans Oversight Committee, I have that one.
Jolene, you can cancel that meeting tomorrow, or it's coming up.
B. Angela at Nebraska Extension Office, Dakota County, to present 2024 annual report.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes. How are you guys all doing today?
Every day's a holiday.
Every day's a holiday. Julie, did you want to come up for a minute? Well, it's that time of the year. We've done our annual reports to the campus, to the university. And, of course, we put together our annual report of items that we've been working on for the entire year for the extension. In the beginning part of your report, you have some information about our budget for this year, as well as our expenses that we had from last year, and then also all of the educators that are serving Dakota County with all of the work that we've been doing for the entire year. So. I know that there's, Julie, I'm trying to think, is it three or four educators that are serving us that are not housed in Dakota County? And so there's a lot of information there as to what they've been working on. So I guess, are there any questions at all as we're going through the, as you guys are skimming through the report? A lot of reading material for you.
Did you guys wind up finding enough coaches for your robotics? I know
I did not, so I don't have a team. I'm trying to organize a junior group, which would be the little kids, but I did not get any of the older team members going with First Lego League for this year. So there is a high school team at South Sioux City Schools. I believe there's three little teams that they have organized. They're small groups. But I am supporting First Lego League across the state in other meets as well.
Okay.
So, and those of you that are new, First Lego League is our robotics team experience that we've been doing for several years here in Dakota County. So, yeah. And then we also have some of our educators that are not housed inside of our office of some of the different projects they've been working on as well. We do have pesticide training coming up, I believe. I don't remember the date. February or March, for those that need to get their private pesticide classes done. I know Brenda's been doing a lot with Voices for Food, which is in the garden season when it comes up. I let Julie share as to what she's been working on.
Lots of different things. We've got some youth programming with Angela, working on food loss and waste in Dakota City currently, with fourth and fifth graders, and looking at snack foods and what they eat and don't eat when they're given it from school. Also doing some, getting some diabetes education stuff set up, as well as some health coach for hypertension stuff. So.
You're good.
And then we're getting ready to start some financial education plan.
Financial management for the community. So, yeah. We are going to be busy this year, I believe. So, and like I said, there's lots of information there for you about what's been going on, as well as the university. I do want to introduce Amy Topp. She is the Engagement Zone Coordinator here for Dakota County. She serves eight more counties. So, and I think she has a piece that she'd like to share with you as well.
Well, just in conjunction, I have the opportunity to work with the nine counties in Northeast Nebraska, from Stanton to the borders, and Antelope, I guess, is my furthest west county. So, I appreciate the work that is done here by Nebraska Extension. I also appreciate the support that is given by the Board of Commissioners to Nebraska Extension, very, very much so. So I want you to know that as well. A position that Bahulio, as we were on the Extension, as he was in his role in Extension, we have had the Rural Prosperity Nebraska position open. It's almost going on 2 years, and so he kind of helped us look at some of the how we may have worded things or the job description, and we do have that open. It will close today, so hopefully we will have some candidates for that. But that is a seven-county area that one of the counties served is Dakota County. In that, but I'll share that with you, just as your reference. And again, thank you for the support that you give to Nebraska Extension. Much
appreciated. Well, thank you guys for all that you do.
And I do want to introduce Lynn Stoltz. She's our current president or chair of our extension board. Anything you'd like to say, Lynn, for in regards to extension, your role?
I'm just excited to see what the next year brings for everyone. It's going to be great. So.
And then I know when you guys were going through all your list of things, I know I've asked for Julio if he would stay on our extension board as a liaison. That is a new thing the university is asking for, is somebody from the Board of Commissioners to be part of that. So. Is that something that you're
I don't know, we gotta figure something out.
Just to keep the communication and knowing what's going on. So yeah, any questions at all about the report that's in front of you or anything at all?
No, I just like the comment she made about making Cook County great again.
Yes.
Must be a Trumper.
It just rolls off now.
Right in the dictionary now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And like I said, feel free to come in and ask any questions at all about the report that you have there in front of you. There's a couple samples of our work, from newsletters to websites to a variety of different things. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Brent, you've got kind of a time constraint?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you go ahead and step up. We're going to change the order a little bit. We're going to go down to F, Civil Engineering, to discuss issues with Lake Juana Project, the board to take any action if necessary. Like I say, there's new members here. You might want to give just a brief overview.
Absolutely. First, good afternoon, Board of Commissioners. I appreciate you guys letting me jump ahead on the agenda here. I need to get up to Inwood, Iowa here in less than an hour, so I'll be a little late for that. All good.
Don't be speeding.
I will follow the speed limit, of course. So Lake Juana Drive project recently completed by most standards, I think pretty well overall. The road looks good. I've heard mixed reviews from some of the residents about how happy some of them are, maybe not liking the ditches on the project, maybe some other aspects in general, but pretty successful project as far as staying under budget, successful contractor getting it done in the time frame required, and generally meeting the project needs. So one issue with it that we want to discuss today are some concerns with the water service lines that go to the houses out there on Lake Juana Drive. So
the rural water lines.
The rural water lines, yeah. Yes. So rural water has a pair of mains out there, a 2-inch and an 8-inch water main. that run along the south side of the street, generally through private property on some easements. And the service lines from that, on average, are about 5 feet deep. So when designing this project, you have two routes, ultimately, for how you want to handle drainage. We could either cut in a ditch throughout the length of the roadway there, or we could put in storm sewer, put in curb and gutter on the streets, that type of thing, and capture all of it there, send it to the storm sewer, and then out to Crystal Lake, ultimately, there. But the storm sewer option was the more expensive of the two by, I don't remember an exact figure, I want to say maybe a couple hundred thousand. Typically more expensive to do that, whether you're using plastic or concrete. So the choice was made at that point to have new ditches cut in throughout the project there. A negative of that are that these water service lines are now a little bit too shallow in some spots. So you generally want 4 to 5 foot of cover for your water service lines to keep below the frost line. And if you can imagine, well, keeping it as simple as possible, a flat roadway before, assume a flat 5 foot depth for your water main or water service lines as well. And then when a ditch gets cut in through part of that flat surface there on the shoulder of the road, those water lines are now too shallow in some areas. So in hindsight, that should have been a project cost associated with the option of cutting in the ditches there. If you put in storm sewer, the more expensive option, you have cover in those locations, and so you don't have an issue with the water lines being too shallow now. So, yeah, like I said, in hindsight, there should have been some cost estimating for relocating those water lines, making them a little bit deeper throughout the project there on some of the properties where it's going to be a bit too shallow. The locations where the ditch is that deep, where it's an issue, are not consistent throughout the project. They go up and down, and there's some spots where there aren't the ditches, so it isn't as much of a concern. But in general, that is the issue at hand here. So the next steps are to design some kind of fix for how to solve that. And in general, that is going to be to lower those water lines or relocate the water main there to another location, and then again probably have those water service lines be a little bit deeper. So I suppose I'm not 100% sure on the action that we're going to take today, but that's at least a background of the issue at hand here. Steve Harris completed the job on time, fairly well. We have paid them their first two payments, and the third and final payment is ready to go here pretty much. The only thing that would hold up whether or not we do pay that final payment right now would be if some of this waterline stuff gets added to the project as a change order for something that should be addressed now versus later. Or alternatively, we could move forward, pay Steve Harris Construction out the rest of the dollars that they're owed on this contract for the work that they've completed, and then either use some of those additional, the leftover project funds or some other funding source to pay for some of the waterline lowering portion of the project there. If I'm Steve Harris Construction, you know, I probably want paid out on the rest of the job, or they potentially would say, well, then we also wouldn't mind doing some of that extra work associated with the project. So either one, I would say, is viable, and we haven't reached out to them at this time to discuss either of those options with them without further direction.
What about the sewer? There was a couple of issues with a couple of houses sewer.
Sure, yep. So there was a couple of houses out there that have sanitary sewers that cross underneath the roadway, and again, those are shallow in some spots. We were aware of this issue for sure during design and talked through some of it. We weren't exactly sure where those sewer lines were, though, how deep they were. We started to uncover that, and eventually we did some locating on the project, hydro excavation to search down there and find exactly where the line was, and then we made that a change order on the project to move some of that septic system out of the public right-of-way and into an easement on private property where I believe it was primarily supposed to be. So that ended up being a project cost as well, so that the septic system is not in county right-of-way.
And the septics are all, that portion of the projects are all done.
Is done.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. I've talked to Lance with Rural Water. There's a, like I say, there's a 2-inch line and there's an 8-inch line. Rural Water's hope is to tap all of those houses into the 8-inch line, but they don't know when that is going to happen. If they did run new services from the houses to that 8-inch line, you know, they could probably bore them deeper, bring them back up to that line. So that's something that we don't know at this meeting today. Hopefully, you know, they will know in the next month or so. But part of what they would like to see is a portion of their funds released, because they did the engineering on the project, and the last two billings we have not paid. I think one was about $23,000 and one was about $5,000. So we just need to figure out if that's something that the board wants to do, or what you think we ought to do going forward. I think everybody acknowledges that things could have been done a little bit better out there, but I think they, you know, acknowledge too that, you know, they had some part in this too.
So who engineered the, you engineered the road?
We, yes.
Yeah. And was there any foresight in where the water lines were and what the depths were when they were engineered?
The water lines were on private property a ways outside of the right-of-way. We tried to get some good maps from Rural Water, and they didn't have any good maps. So we did portions of the diligence there, but no matter what research and discovery that we did and that we had, you could say that water lines are generally this depth, and if we're going to cut a hole or a ditch through this portion of it, that these are going to be more shallow now. Generally, that's on a project where you're handling or dealing with water main, those things are going to come up. You're going to know that. You're going to install the water main and the service lines in a location that works for your project. Mm-hmm. This in particular was a project where we were only handling the roadway itself as well as these ditches. We were not doing any modifications to the water main, and in the scope of the project originally, we were not doing any modifications to sewer either. So I would say that's part of why it was overlooked as well, that utilities in general were not a strong portion of this project. It was mostly a roadway one.
So we did some investigation on finding and locating the septics. Why couldn't we have done that on the water lines?
That happened after the project, yes. And then there was some discussions later on for the water lines potentially being an issue. Rural Water brought that up, but I guess at this time I don't recall what conversations were had for that or why we didn't do that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you can hold Harris's.
No, it's nothing
for it, so you might as well pay Harris's off for the job, but I don't think that the county should have to bear any cost to relocate that water.
I don't think the line will ever be change. It's just if they're going to do their new hookups, you know, when Rural Water is going to do that.
Well, if they got a water main that's not under 48 inches, it's going to freeze.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
They're going to have busted water.
So what we did in the meantime, when we knew that there was an issue, the county guys, we had some of the county guys go out, and Gene Murray has a big pile of leftover dirt for the project. We went out and we put saddles over where each service line was, so there was coverage on it. So in the ditches that we had formed and seeded, we had to go in and put dirt saddles over the top of it to make sure it didn't freeze up this winter.
Okay.
And if I may, so I hear what you're saying there, Rick. These are conversations that we've certainly had, and I understand that mindset as well. To the contrary, this should have been a project cost. It should have been a known project cost earlier on. You can make the argument that if it was not included in those original cost estimates, that it's something you couldn't have planned for or budgeted for correctly, and therefore it's a tough cost for, say, the county or the owner in any case to take on. I would understand that sentiment. Mm-hmm. And here, the project cost is quite a ways below what the contract is for and what was budgeted for, and we'd make the statement at least that it's a project cost, whether it was not fully accounted for during the estimating phase. It was not a cost that what's an example of, you know, say somebody damaged a somebody damaged a house during this construction by negligence or because, you know, for whatever reason, that becomes a cost that was not planned for at all, that was not the county's responsibility to take on whatsoever. Whereas the water lines here, we are saying, are a cost that would have been and should have been part of the project. They just were not properly accounted for so that it could be budgeted for and billed for. That's sort of
an
alternative.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is I just don't want the county to be held liable for any of those water lines. I don't think they should be. They weren't engineered right, and they weren't, they knew they were there, and their locations were on private property. They should have been addressed at that point.
Anybody else got an opinion? And want to share with the group? So the decision, I guess, is first of all to get everybody caught up, and then secondly to decide what we want to do with the funds that we have. Not on Steve Harris, because Steve Harris definitely deserves every penny he's got coming, because they were in and out there and did such a good job for us. But it's the funds that we've been billed for.
And so I suppose I don't know if anybody else has any other questions or thoughts on that, but something that we talked about in our past meeting, you have construction costs on a project and you have engineering costs on a project. The engineering fee for the inspection of this job here, for example, was $60,000. The construction cost for the project was estimated at $1.2 million. Let's say these water lines cost anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. I would estimate something on the lower end, most likely, but either way, assume that. Your construction costs and your engineering costs on a project are not commensurate with each other. They are apples to oranges. So to say that an engineering design flaw or something that was left out, depending on your opinion, makes, I suppose, a company liable to pay for that entire portion is difficult. It becomes, you wouldn't stay in business ever as an engineering firm if those types of things were. Obviously, nobody wants to make mistakes, but everybody makes them occasionally. If a mistake like that was to be eaten entirely by an engineering firm, you not only lose your profit on that job, you lose the entire cost of that job, period. Whereas on a construction project of $1.2 million, $50,000 is less than 5%. You know, it's just apples to oranges. So in the discussion that I've had, again, if we're saying that there's something that CEC would be responsible for paying, you try to look at something a little more commensurate with your percentage. So as a $60,000 contract on a $1.2 million construction, what is that? It's 5 to 6%. So if there's a $50,000 construction cost that needs to be added, then generally we would supply, and what we've proposed so far in discussions is any engineering that's required with that, we would handle. And then if that still is not enough, or if there's not engineering that needs to happen in order to make this fix happen, then something along those percentages to have a more apples-to-apples comparison is what we would look for. Again, with the thought that generally this would be a project cost that I understand you say that there shouldn't be liability, and I don't know that liability for the county to do that is the right word. I think it should have been included in the project to begin with as a construction cost that it would have had if the ditches were the option that we were going through. And again, hindsight is 50-50, and we don't want to just say that, obviously, we have no fault or anything here. We don't want to say that. We want to be a good partner. We want to help make it work. We want to help fix it. It becomes a much different ball game and a different conversation for us if we were talking those types of numbers.
Personally, and I know nobody likes to wait for anything, but I feel like a month from now we'll have an answer from Rural Water.
Sure.
you know, if Rural Water's going to put new service lines into that 8-inch line and those can be bored underneath it, it mm-hmm. becomes a non-issue. But I hate to put anything in motion today that would change that.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand, and I can appreciate that. We certainly want to work with them for any fix that they mm-hmm. may see working here. I know simultaneously there's two water mains that run through the front portion of private property where development is planned to happen throughout all of here, and there's two or three different septic drain fields that run through the same area where there's a water line right now. So truly, with dedicating right-of-way throughout here, it could be a prudent decision to move that water main out into the right-of-way and out of private property. But I can understand Rural Water, you know, that's a pretty big cost. That's not mm-hmm. something they were necessarily planning on, but mm-hmm. ultimately, if they're going to reconnect reconnect a good portion of service lines to the 8-inch main either way, or if it needs to happen for this project, this could be a good time to do it.
I know, just how far off of the right-of-way is it ballpark in areas?
It meanders yeah. quite a bit.
Okay, okay.
Near the west end, it juts out for a ways, and then it comes back closer, and the 2-inch line even goes underneath the ditch for a bit, and then comes back out into the private property. It's kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another thing, too. A water line shouldn't be within such a distance of a sewer.
Agreed.
So there's an issue, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of issues out there. There should never be a sewer line that goes underneath a county road. And there's like three of those out there. And that should never happen.
Mm-hmm. Never got permits for it or anything. Just did it. What do you look for today, Marty?
I think that we'd be better off. We'd have a lot more information in a few weeks. Talk to Lance and talk to his supervisor and see if that's something they're looking at doing in the short term. And then I think we'd have a little better feel. What do you think, Rick?
And there's a Band-Aid right now fixing it.
Yeah, there's a Band-Aid, so it's not going to freeze up through the winter.
That's what I'm more worried about than anything else. Yeah. I don't want it to freeze.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would make a motion to pay Steve Harris out for the painting and then to work on the water situation.
I'd second that.
Yeah.
And we'll be in contact as soon as we know anything. Once we talk to Lance, Rick or I'll give you a holler.
If I may, we need to do a pay estimate for Steve. So okay. That'll still come before the board.
Yep.
You know, we'll put that together, sign off on quantities, bring that to the next board meeting. So
okay.
that, I imagine that would or could be the motion at that time
yep.
to do that. And then as far as we have two pay estimates right now, we have that one for $23,000. Another one for $5,000, roughly,
mm-hmm.
and then our final invoice for the job, assuming the normal circumstances, was going to be another $5,000 to $6,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
It's not totaled up yet, so I would ask that we get our November invoice released at least at this point for all of that work completed to date. December invoice for $5,000, and then obviously not submitting a future invoice too for the rest of the project closeout at this time. I'd say that those just stay back. So that's somewhere in the $5,000 to $10,000 range for the pair of those, and we can kind of hammer out how those get handled.
Yeah, let's talk in 2 weeks. We'll go ahead and do the Steve Harris payout, and then we'll talk to Lance in the next 2 weeks and see if we can get any feel for what they're thinking and go from there.
So don't you think we ought to get on the Rural Water Board agenda and bring this to their attention?
Mm-hmm. They've been in meetings with it, so they're aware of it. But we probably
don't
should.
You think
yeah.
one of the commissioners should go to that meeting and maybe have him there, tell him what's going on with this, and get it clarified?
Yeah, Lance has sat in meetings with him. But yeah.
Well, that's something the new guys on the board don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Approve resolution 25C-001 to make the appointment of county representative for governing board of Dakota County Public Safety Agency. And that was
Me. Yeah, that was Jeffrey. I would make a motion.
I'll second.
To have Jeffrey be a...
Rick?
Sure.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, Treasurer, semi-annual report showing receipts and disbursements of the Treasurer's Office for the last preceding 6 months ending December 31st. Stephanie.
Yes. This is for the first half of the fiscal year. The beginning balance was $9,789,41.04. The ending balance was $11,641,715.85. I'm not quite sure what all I'm supposed to say on this part. Mm-hmm. I'll answer any questions you have the best I can.
You bet.
What was the transfer?
The transfers was $937,040.81.
Was that?
What?
Well, I guess where did that money, where was it transferred from?
It was transferred the county general, the road to the road and bridge. There's also a transfer to road and bridge improvement and $50,000 out of the inheritance.
So the inheritance, was that approved by the county board?
Yeah.
Yes.
That must have been prior.
Prior to
what?
Budget meeting, somewhere along the line.
Somewhere along the line, the last 6 months, yes.
Okay.
Because I can't just transfer because I feel because I want to.
Right. Then we transferred that out of the inheritance because we were having a shortfall.
No.
It was for two different.
It was for Region 4's, or not Region 4, it was for Jennifer Donovan.
Yeah, it was for Heartland, and yeah. It was for Heartland, and wasn't it for the college? Was it?
Well, no, the college one would have been in the previous year.
But we only did 25, I thought, on that.
We did, and we haven't transferred that yet. I'd have to go back and look. I can't remember what the $50,000 is for at this moment.
Was it insurance? I know we've had to do that in the past.
We have had to do that in the past.
It would be kind of nice to know what we're transferring $50,000 out of inheritance for.
Well, this is a combination from July to December, so it's accumulation. Like part of that is our budget. We budget money to be spent out of like the 300 fund, road improvement, and federal aid fund, but that money gets transferred to those funds from the general and then paid out. It's a budget thing, but those transfers are always done through claims, accounts payable claims, that the board approves each meeting.
So many dollars goes to roads, so many dollars goes to
whatever. It depends on the claims coming out of those funds that month, how much is going to get transferred. It's just, it depends on the claims being spent out of those funds.
So why would we have to use, if there's the county has a budget, and the budget must have had a shortfall if we had to use money out of inheritance.
So the inheritance, after the meeting, I can look it up and see what that was for. I can't remember right off the top of my head.
I don't either, but I can pull what I've got to.
Yeah.
Because the inheritance from past experiences is for issues when we're having a shortfall that we pull out of inheritance to pay those bills.
Or if the board approves to maybe make a monetary contribution to, like, the college. They've done the college.
Their driving school, we did $25,000.
Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Community Connections?
Rural Community Connections, I believe.
Community Connections.
For the, a building that they're...
That they haven't done
yet. Senior Center, maybe, was one at one point. But, yeah. From time to time, organizations would come to the board and ask for, instead of tax dollars, payers' dollars, the board chose to use inheritance tax money. So, just report that.
I got a question for you. So what is our balance in inheritance tax right now?
Balance in inheritance tax is... Hang on 1 second. It is
$2,088,768.74. What was that again?
2 million? It's in my funds, 2700 on the first page. It's $2,088,768.74.
What's the interest we're gaining on that?
Honestly, I can't tell you that one.
Okay.
That is, it's in, you know, in our, it's in the 2700 fund right now, so I can't tell you that off the top of my head. Okay. I'd have to go back and look.
Could you look and see what bank that is in and what kind of an interest we are bearing on that? And the reason I'm asking that question is because any interest bearing that we have, maybe we could use that to support some of our employees and their pay. Maybe start a fund of some sort to generate some money to do some things. And with $2 million, that's quite a chunk. I would think that there would be quite a bit of interest revenue on that.
I will do some research for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Thank you, Skip.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Board to appoint one member to Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustment. And that was you, wasn't it, Rick?
Yep. Make a motion to appoint Rick, Planning and Zoning Board?
No, so...
That's the
Dakota County Board Zoning Adjustment. So Dan Rohde, he was the only one that applied. This was advertised in the paper.
Okay.
People could apply for this position, and Dan Rohde was the only one who applied for it.
Okay.
Give her to Dan.
Second.
Third. First. Fifth.
He was the gentleman that was at Marty. He was at the coffee shop the other day, right?
No, that was Marty Rohde.
Okay. I remember the last
There's game. A lot of them. There's a lot of
Rohdes. I know.
What was that? You met?
What's that?
Where was that you met?
We ran into him at the coffee shop the other day. I was just there.
I met with Arnie Mellick and Marty Rohde and there's Marty Rohde. Fred Danker, and who the heck was it? They wanted to know if I wanted to stop and talk to them. I said, sure. They were all four former commissioners, and three of them were former county road employees, so I went and hung out with them.
I was having a work meeting there, and saw a group of gentlemen, and I was like, those guys look like they're important, and sure enough, Marty walks in and said, hey, these guys used to be.
Sounds a little fishy to me, fellas.
There's a lot of things fishy around here.
A lot
here,
of things right? fishy.
A lot of things
fishy.
A lot of things fishy.
Okay,
Rehelio,
like the
Rehelio, did I meet with you? Did I call to meet you at Ketchikup, or did I happen across you?
We happened across each other.
Well, Ketchikup's not even anymore, so I don't know.
It's not Ketchikup. It's what is it?
The Good Burg.
I did though, and I don't know. It's all right, but I did take him in and introduce him to those people. So.
All right. So who made the motion?
Rick.
And who seconded that?
I did.
Right.
So Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yeah.
Rick?
No.
You don't want to appoint Dan Rohde?
I wasn't involved in any interviews. I don't know Dan Rohde that well. And to make an informed decision on him, I'd like to kind of talk to the man. So that being said, no.
All right. Board to discuss the road department position for road foreman and weed sign employee to make decisions on how to proceed. At the very least, we need to open applications, is my feeling. We need to open the applications for both positions. I know one of the last times we had done something similar, we didn't put a certain amount of time. We put that we would advertise it until position is filled. I don't know how you guys feel about that, or if you'd rather set a time frame on it. Doesn't make any difference to me. What do you think, Rick?
I'll take the job. I'm not joking, Marty. I'll take the county road foreman job, and I'll get those guys out there to where they want to come to work and be happy with their jobs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you're going to give Marty Rohde a job without an interview. Why wouldn't you give me a job without an interview?
I didn't. What job is Marty
Rohde?
Dan
Rohde? Is it Dan Rohde?
Yeah, Dan Rohde. Oh, Dan.
Yeah, you know, usually.
That's appointment to a board.
You got to make an informed decision, and that informed decision should be made by 5 commissioners. So I want to belong to a board that communicates to each other and is an open forum if there's going to be people hired or people fired, that we all know what's going to happen beforehand. And not just one or two can make those decisions.
I agree with that strongly.
But that's been going on here in the past.
What's happened?
People have been hired and fired without the other commissioners knowing. Am I not correct, Brian? That was one of the complaints I heard come out of you.
There was one. Yep. There was one.
One major one that was very.
So we need to correct that issue.
This one I'm not as worried about. Being pointed out to a board, though, I'm not as worried about that one. But the hiring and firing, yes.
Do you know him very well?
I have no clue who he is. I just read what he has there, but he's the only one I put in for it, though, too, and that's the only reason.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's the only one put in for it. So, there again, we got the water line.
Right.
What did we do here? So do we make another decision on a whim?
I see what you're saying. I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. That's it.
So, we're back to...
Back to advertising.
We need to advertise, and I would say until positions filled. Because I don't know what the right answer is on that either. If you do a deadline, maybe you get people to sign, fill in sooner. Because you can always reopen it if you don't have enough or if you don't have anybody show up. So I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'd have to do 2 different ones because road foreman and weed sign are 2 different people.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that if we do the... we did it a set amount of time, and we didn't have a candidate that we felt was viable, then we could always reopen it.
But how long do you want to set it out there for?
I know.
What is usual?
A couple, 3 weeks.
A month?
No.
No?
No. Let's run it in the Dakota County Star, our government, our paper, and let's put it out on the web for 2 weeks, take applications. And then we're going to do interviews of those people, and we'll make an informed decision. And we need an interview committee, whether it's 2 or 3. I know if you have 3, that's a quorum, so it'll have to be 2. Let's appoint some guys that can do the interviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I guess, is that your motion?
That's my motion. I will also put in there that we need to do 1 road committee and 1 non-road committee person to do the interviews. There's your 2.
And so, anybody else?
That'll work. You can only have 2 doing
it. No, there. Anybody else from like the county attorney?
We could have county attorney in, or we could have Christy come in. Tim Decker, you want to be in on interviews for the road?
No,
Randy said he'll do it, though.
But Jolene.
That's why I was asking, like, have Jolene or what's
Yes, I'll put that in my motion, too, that Jolene be involved in the road committee decision.
Which I have no problem with that.
So not the county attorney?
Yeah, county attorney.
Okay.
For sure.
Or who you designate.
Or somebody from the county attorney's office.
The last ones, and she knows the union contract pretty well, so she said she could help if needed.
Well, I would be comfortable doing it. Brian's on the road committee.
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing it. I didn't have the same thing that happened last time.
Mm-hmm. And then nothing gets approved. I mean, then you make a recommendation to the board, and then the board looks at everything. Board has access to the resumes, has access to everything, and hires from that point.
And that's what we did for
Weed Guy.
Yep.
And so, if that's an action item, are we making a motion on that, Kim?
Yes.
Okay.
So is it on the agenda? That we can make a motion to advertise?
Make decision on how to proceed?
Yeah, yep. Decision how to proceed. Yeah.
Proceed?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, Brian, you're making a motion to proceed?
Well, Rick, you already made a motion.
Yeah, it's your motion.
Oh, it's my
table.
Motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second his motion.
Okay. All right. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And then do we have to have a second motion on who's going to do the initial interviewing?
I don't know if you really have to first, until we have...
It's kind of a
formula. Yeah,
it's kind of a framework of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is in his motion, what had those people involved. It was in your motion.
Right.
All right, they can pick up and return applications to both the county shed and the clerk's office, is that right?
Yeah. And you said put it online, right?
Yeah.
Put it online also.
Like Indeed or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
County website.
Yeah. Yeah, Indeed's free, so.
Yeah.
I'll look at that now.
That takes us to old business.
Go for the road foreman and the weed sign position, both that motion included, both. Okay.
Yeah. Old business. Jolene Goobles, Highway Superintendent, Road Report.
Hello.
Hi.
Before I forget, Rick, there is a planning and zoning meeting tonight up at the county shop at 7 p.m. You were on the planning and zoning, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So there's the first meeting is tonight.
That's up.
Uh-huh.
See if I can make it.
Okay, we had 48.5 hours on maintaining roads, 2 hours on tree removal, 21 hours going in salt and sand, 11 hours on snow removal, 65 hours hauling gravel. We hauled just under 50 ton of salt into the yard, 40.91 ton of sand. We hauled 920.66 tons of crushed concrete into the yard for M Avenue. So they've been working on getting that stockpiled. And then we had some grading concerns on 230th O and 240th. They did go out last week and try and do some, but it's just still pretty froze yet. So hopefully with the warmer weather coming in the next week or two, we can make a little difference on them washboards. But any questions?
I think so.
Okay.
Did you haul the sand and salt into the shop here at Dakota City?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Everything good, like the new trucks, that gets taken care of too?
the new truck, actually, we just, me and Keeman went down to Lincoln this morning, got that picked up, dropped it off in Fremont for the flatbed to get put on.
Cool.
So in a couple of days, we'll go back to Fremont and get that picked up. So.
When you pick that up, are you going to transfer the small salt box to it?
We thought we would wait a little bit.
See what happens.
We did put it in the old weed dooley right now, so we're not kind of damaging the new pickup right away. Kind of less abuse on that,
kind of
the better.
Things that would be better than damaging the brand new truck.
Yeah, if the suspension will handle it, that would be
great. We took it down to Stefan, and they kind of looked at it. We had the plow mounts put on the old truck, and they welded some brackets into the frame so we could install it better, or, you know, hold it better, strap it down good. So
for those of you that are not aware, like a month ago, the our main salt truck had an issue during its first time out, and the city of South Sioux was nice enough to salt some of the county's roads. So as a backup and to use in some of the tighter areas, we got a smaller box that will go on a pickup, and so we don't get into that situation again.
Yeah, but we weren't quite sure when that new truck was going to come in, so we didn't want, you know, be without anything, so we started making these adjustments to that old weed truck. So for now, we're going to leave it in there.
Okay.
And we'll just kind of play it by ear.
Rather not damage the brand new truck with less salt and sand. So.
The new payloader, Rader, when are those scheduled to?
I haven't heard. When we did that, was that back in, there's track of time, November, December?
Right.
You know,
early
they
December.
Were like anywhere from 90 to 120 days, so. Couple more months yet, probably. I haven't touched base with those dealers again lately to see where they are, but I can make a note to before the next meeting to kind of see where we're at, if they have a better timeline. We're good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Elizabeth DeRoyan, quarterly jail reports. Or is that what Tim is going to do?
Oh, I'll sit back down. All right.
You guys good with just reading the last one again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we got the December reports. We averaged 93 county inmates, 12 federal inmates, 0 juveniles for a total in-house of 105. For the calendar year, we averaged 99 county, 14 federal, 0 juveniles, and 113 in-house. For the fiscal year, we've averaged 97 county inmates, 14 federal, 0 juveniles, and 111 in-house. Our federal income for December, the marshals, we brought in $30,529.56. Immigration was $894.60. We did not have any Omaha or South Dakota marshals for December, for a total of $31,424.16. Our fiscal for the marshals is $212,173.23. Immigration, we're at $6,334.90. Omaha, South Dakota, $800, for a total of $219,308.13. Our calendar for federal, we brought in $416,299.47. We did not have any out-of-county contracts, so our fiscal for that was $110. Our October phone and commissary commission was $8,714.77. Our average cost per inmate for December was $77.82. Our budget, what we spent in December was $254,690.93. We're under budget. So far, we were under $41,253.35. I didn't change that name in there for December. So we were under that month. Bookings. Sheriff's Office, we had 33, South Sioux, 32. State Patrol brought in 3 commitments, or from court, we had 16. Federal, we had 3. Resident-wise, Dakota County, 35 of those were Dakota County residents, 5 were from other parts of Nebraska, 28 Sioux City, 10 from other parts of Iowa, 4 from other states, and 5 were homeless.
With the November price per inmate, was there one particular incident that drove that, or?
That was, we had three paychecks that month, so it just bumped up what we spent more that month, so it just averaged out more.
Yep.
So otherwise, we were right on track.
Question for you.
Yes.
The juveniles, do we have any?
We have one right now.
And we're probably housing them outside.
Yes. Yeah. She is in a foster home in Omaha right now.
Okay.
Because of her age, no other. So she's only 12, so finding housing for her was difficult.
That was a tough one. Back in the day, I negotiated for the county to house juveniles. And I was just wondering, what is our cost per day for housing juveniles? Because I know we can't house them in our own population.
Right.
Unless we have a different spot for them that's separate and got to be so many feet.
Sight and sound separation.
Yeah, so with our jail, we completely cannot house them. We do, so for like this one, from when she came down from court and they weren't sure what her placement was, they stay up front in our admin area with somebody. That's as close as they can get. I believe it's, it's like 65 a day is what we house out for. And it also depends on where you're going to.
Yeah.
So there's different contracts with different agencies. So I'd have to get with Michelle for exact number.
Oh, I know. I've dealt with it.
This girl was in Lincoln for a few days, and they kind of did that as a courtesy for Judge Matney. But then when she had to go back into custody, it was a challenge to find where to put her.
I know it takes like 4 people to monitor one juvie.
Yeah, they're a...
They're a handful.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and a lot of times, it's definite placement of where to put them, because some places won't take certain ones depending on their charges.
At certain ages, they can't take them. Like this one, you can't go to juvenile detention center in Sioux City because she's under the age of 13, right?
Correct.
So that's where it gets really... There's only so many places that will take anybody under 13. That sucks.
Yeah, so that's why, Lincoln was a courtesy for just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, any idea how she's doing now?
I haven't heard recently. I know our court officer was going to be checking on her to see if she was still in the same foster home or not. So.
Tough age.
Yeah.
She gave us a room for our money, so.
I dealt with her.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. If we come over for a visit, you're going to be around?
Yes, I'm going to wait.
I think we're still good.
Board to designate March 10th, 2025 for the Joint City County School annual meeting and appoint members to help organize. I told Sheree I'd help with that. Anybody else interested in trying to help with that committee?
I sure.
Okay. I thought maybe about contacting the Dakota City Fire Hall. They hosted last year for Dakota City and did a nice job. And
we've done that before there.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah, they do a good job out there. Yeah. So I'll talk to them and make sure that works for them. Okay. Then commissioner committee reports. I had a meeting at Region 4 over in North Fork. They're pretty excited about South Sioux getting a 12-bed facility if Heartland gets that project put together.
It's going to be amazing if we get that.
Yeah, and they were short on their advisory board, so I took a position with their advisory board, which really has no difference on what I do here. And that's the only one I had.
I had nothing.
Mailer emergency business?
Anything.
All right. So we'll do our jail visit and then we will adjourn from there. Oh, do you want me to come back and sign this?
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah. I'll come back.
Is there anything else we need to sign or send in?
No,
we have nothing as a toll.